This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Day is come and gone, and some struggled to get home. Meanwhile, it's all about impeachment still. On the Hill, the Republicans say not so fast. The Democrats are preparing their case behind closed doors. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope you had a chance to partake in the festivities, whatever they look like for you. Maybe you had a couple days off, got to hang with your posse, your family, saw some good groups, music, etc., movies, or whatever it is that you like to do. Or maybe you got stuck in the snow, although it's not always being stuck. I talked to somebody today in California who was at Big Bear and said it was amazing because they could go tobogganing and do all these really cool things. People forget when you're in Los Angeles, you go 2 hours in the other direction and you got mountains, and they had an amazing amount of snow, so a lot of fun for the people out there. Not so fun for the people who had to tough it out and deal with a lot of cancellations, especially in the Midwest and in the Northeast. More than a foot of snow pounded the Northeast. 50 million people. Think about how many people are in this country. 50 million people under the umbrella of the winter storm watches. We call them the bomb cyclones. Those storms hit in a very, very big way. So especially in New York, like by Albany, you had a visibility that was ridiculous. And it was a nightmare for people to try to navigate. 14.5 inches of snow from the storm as of Monday morning. One of the top 10 biggest December snowstorms on record for the city of Albany. That's just how bad it was. And the western suburbs of New York City, Boston was pretty bad. The New York mayor, Bill de Blasio, said, hey, we're prepared to clear the snow and ice from the streets. Of course, that's what they have. They've got all those ways to clear the streets with snow plows, and they were ready to roll on that. But when you talk about 14.5 inches, that's a whole different deal for sure. And the New York governor, Andrew Cuomo, said the state troopers had responded to about 740 storm-related crashes. So along the highways, it was awful, and there was flight cancellations galore. Forget trying to get out of Buffalo, New York. In fact, a Delta Connection flight from New York skidded off a taxiway on Sunday morning. None of the passengers hurt, of course, or whatnot, but a little bit shook up, let's put it that way. In Los Angeles, 9,000 customers lost power because of heavy snowfall there in the mountain areas that I talked about, northeast of Los Angeles. Remember I said Big Bear and what that's like. And so you got all kinds of things, heavy rains, heavy high winds, and a lot of people suffering through flight delays that still haven't gotten out or got out late on Monday. But this is what we deal with, right? It's winter, and this winter could be a nasty one for a lot of people, particularly the people in the Northeast. If you believe in the Farmer's Almanac, I was looking at the tea leaves after this storm, and it does look like it could be a wicked winter. Maybe it roared in late, but it may hang around for a while if you know what I mean. Speaking of hanging around, the word impeachment just hangs like a pall over the country, doesn't it? So the latest from the Washington Post I was reading this morning, and had a conversation, a brief conversation, albeit with somebody in D.C. in the know, and they were talking about pretty much split along party lines. Not a shock. Republicans are rejecting the report that the Democrats are putting out and saying this whole thing was orchestrated by the Dems, period. They wrapped up a 110-page report detailing their own conclusions that they reached from the first stages of the impeachment inquiry, defending the president's action with the Ukraine and saying that the Democrats came up with this nonsense, and it's basically a hoax. It's an orchestrated campaign against our political system. Members started reviewing the Democrats' report Monday night. They'll start doing that, and both reports will go to the House Judiciary Committee. They start their own hearings on Wednesday. Now, just a little more juice for this. The Republican report says the evidence collected through private and public testimony over the past 2 months doesn't support the allegations that have been made against the president. Specifically, Republicans are saying that the president didn't do anything improper by ordering $391 million in military aid to be withheld, and that he didn't push the Ukrainian president to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter. They say instead the evidence showed that the press had a deep-seated, genuine, and reasonable skepticism of the Ukraine due to their history of pervasive corruption. By the way, the report does say that the Ukrainian government didn't know the aid was delayed until August, as the Trump administration thought the pause would be mischaracterized. So this is interesting. Stay tuned for more, and let's hear what the Democrats have to say, although we've been listening for the past, as you heard, 2 months to impeachment and subpoenas and who saw and heard what, and July 25th and that phone call with the Ukrainian president. And it definitely is the wicked tug of war that we continue to have in this country. You line up behind one side, you line up behind the other side, and that's what the true gist of the whole thing is. Bottom line would also be 2020 and the march to the presidential election. I've said this all along. Does Trump get dumped, or does he soar because the Democrats miscalculate the vast majority of people who still support the prez, the fact that he's an outsider, and think that he's being sabotaged? I've done an unofficial poll, and I've got some numbers, but I hate to tell you, nothing's revealing. Because I say this audience, everybody's invited to the party. If you call yourself a moderate, if you call yourself a conservative, a liberal, whatever you call yourself, right of right, left of left, somewhere in between, I say it all the time. Because I want to have the conversation. I don't want to scream and yell on the mic like the guys who make a ton of money do. Some of them my pals. On big stations with big backing. I want to let everybody in on the conversation, because we can agree to disagree. We can have arguments, right, and still be friends. That's what I tell my husband all the time. I do. When Mr. Kate Delaney comes on later this week, we'll ask him about that. So Zelensky did say that he did not talk quid pro quo with the president. In a new interview, he said that never happened. He was talking with reporters from Time and some European magazines. He answered a whole bunch of questions about the U.S. money that was held up earlier this year, peace talks with Russia, all that kind of stuff. And he said he never talked to the president from the position of a quid pro quo. He said, that's not my thing. I don't want to look like beggars. But you have to understand, we're at war. That's a direct quote. He said, if you're our strategic partner, then you can't go blocking anything for us. I think that's just about fairness. It's not about quid pro quo. It just goes without saying. So that's pretty interesting. Something finally from the Ukrainian president, from some pretty rabid reporters from Time and investigative sorts from European mags that were talking to Zelensky as well. Hang with us. More to come on the flip side.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management and tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
We just knew it didn't feel like fake at all, and it was like real.
Once again, life in America, more threats to the school, parents turning as pale as you can imagine, rushing to the school with news that there's been a lockdown, there's a possible shooting, something's happening. Wow, it is just out of control. Kate Delaney, once again, welcoming you back from whatever your journey was. Hopefully, like I mentioned at the top, a few days off. And like I said there, it's very sad that this happened in Wisconsin. Luckily, nobody was hit. The cops surrounded the kid, and he was shot. They shot him because he reached in his waistband for a gun. But there were some scary moments, and of course, what kids running from the school hear is that popping sound, and they have no idea what's going on. They just know that, oh my gosh, there's a shooter, we're hearing there's a shooter, and we go through the same thing that we've gone through in these other situations, like in Santa Clarita, although people died in that one, but then in this, this school in Wisconsin, the officer shot the student who allegedly pointed the gun, and it was at a high school. And it was, you know, crying parents and kids and what we keep seeing, where you have a school resource officer and members of the police department responding to the classroom where they try to open a conversation with the student and de-escalate this tense situation, but he wouldn't move his hands. He wouldn't take his hands from his pockets, and he was ignoring the officer's commands. So the 17-year-old kid then pulled the handgun from the waistband, like I described, pointed at the officers, one open fire at him, and then he was transported to a hospital. He's in stable condition. They don't know the motives. They're trying to figure it all out and once again piece together the profile of what could possibly have driven this kid to do that. Kids were streaming out of the school at about 11:15 or so in the morning, and there was an announcement. And they started to take cover under desks, teachers barricaded doors, which they've been taught. And then there were reporters outside of the school, and they knew it wasn't a drill when they heard the gunshots. So parents came in droves, obviously. You could see, I saw lots of the video, this is radio, but imagine you're hugging your kids, and you have no idea what's happened. I talked to a friend today in Los Angeles, who was telling me that, you know, the world we live in, that she said when she drops her daughter off, she feels like she lingers and watches her go all the way in because she thinks she's not being paranoid, but she thinks, I hope this isn't the last time I see her, because it's become that kind of a world. And we keep saying, oh, that's an isolated thing. Oh, that's an isolated thing. And then you see the kids and the parents saying, at this high school 18 miles west of Milwaukee, we never thought it would happen here. And this, he was a good kid. People knew the kid. It's the same thing over and over again. Somehow we have to connect. We have to connect with people who are lonely, who have something that is going on with them, whether it's bullying or they're bullying people or whatever it is. Because the problem is, I don't think now that we can pinpoint to just one thing. It's not, oh, the kid is dealing with variations of some form of a mental disease. It's not always that. I'm so tired of seeing kids. It breaks my heart to see these kids walking out of these schools, not for a fire drill, but because they're running for their life and they have no idea what's happening. No idea. And remember, what is the damage psychologically after that to kids who have gone through that? We know in the case of Parkland in Florida, you had one teenage girl who committed suicide, couldn't deal with the loss, couldn't deal with what it meant to go through that, because they have friends that are injured or killed in many cases. In this school, thank God, nobody was killed. Nobody was hit. They got them right away. That's what you want to happen, to knock them down before something happens. Not always possible with the response time. Not always possible. So we got all kinds of wide open Pandora's box things to talk about on this version of my show, including, and I've been following this one closely, the Royals. Oh, the Royals. Everybody wants to know what's happening in the royal family. Well, Prince Andrew doesn't want anyone to know anything. And you got to give Virginia Guffrey points for, I think, gumption to get out there and do these interviews and not be afraid to say, look, when I was a 17-year-old, I was basically trafficked by Jeffrey Epstein. And she's an American woman who accused the convicted pedophile who killed himself, allegedly, of sex crimes. I mean, he was convicted of that. And she's revealing details of the night she said she was forced to perform sex acts on Prince Andrew. So she did this interview with the BBC. And you know, there's a picture where they are chummy in the picture. And the prince is denying all that. Oh, the picture could have been from anywhere. But, of course, it was time-stamped because we didn't have the cell phones that we have now where you're taking selfies and photos that way. And, you know, she's saying he denied the allegations, lying about their encounter, urging the British public to back her. And she's saying, I'm calling BS on this because that's what it is. He knows what happened. I know what happened. There's only one of us telling the truth, and I know that's me. Of course, Buckingham Palace, what are they going to do? They deny the allegations. They're saying that he did not have any relationship at all, period, with Virginia Roberts. And any claim to that is false and without any kind of foundation. Now, she's going back to 2001. where Guffrey is saying that Epstein brought her to London. She was introduced to the prince, went out at a nightclub with him and then his girlfriend, his then girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell is her name, and the prince. Can you just see the movies that are going to be spawned from this? Lifetime Channel, here we come. The big screen, maybe, I don't know. But in all seriousness, nothing but poison leads from anything that Epstein's involved with. And Prince Andrew, I think, has his hand caught in the cookie jar big time. And it's sad. It's sad to see this because this is the repeated story that we're seeing over and over again. I give her props because what does it take to go up against the court of a public opinion in England and be on the BBC and talk about it? And I think, what does she have to really gain from this? The narrative's already out there. But she doesn't want to be described as just this throwaway that had nothing to do with him and nothing ever happened. So good for her. One of the interesting things she said is, she said, he's one of the most hideous dancers I've ever seen in my life. She said, it was horrible. This guy was sweating all over me like it was raining everywhere. And I knew I had to keep him happy because that's what Jeffrey and Ghislaine would have expected from me. And that's what she's saying happened there. And the photograph definitely shows a young, beautiful, underage girl with the prince and then this other person. Now, I'm sitting here talking about this when we kick off, and right away we go into impeachment and into the fact that we have a shooting at a school. But this is the stuff that is... this is the stuff that makes me just crazy because one, she's got nobody that can really stick up for her. And to me, it's the underdog, the person who is used in this situation and abused that can't be thrown away. And, of course, Epstein bailed, whatever happened. He's gone, so nobody gets to see his face in court. But what about the others that were complicit in this? And if they don't pursue it, then it goes away. And they're thrown away like they don't matter. So I give her serious, serious props for doing that because she's not ducking away, hiding away, which is what, of course, a lot of people involved in this would prefer because they don't really want the truth to come out in all of this. Coming up next, you had plenty to say. We're going to the mailbag next.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Former President Jimmy Carter, who's 95, back in the hospital in Americus, Georgia, that facility about 10 miles away from Plains where he lives. He's being treated for a urinary tract infection. The Carter Center saying he's feeling better. Carter was home for Thanksgiving after being released from Emory University Hospital in Atlanta, where he spent 2 weeks. Doctors there performing a procedure to reduce pressure on his brain after a few recent falls. Carter is the oldest living U.S. president. President Trump attending the NATO summit in London, counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says the White House will not be participating in the impeachment inquiry as it moves to the House Judiciary Committee. She tells Fox News,
on October 8th, the White House counsel made very clear this is an illegitimate and unconstitutional process.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
That's how I feel. Are you moving the same way? It's not tryptophan. I can't blame it on that because I went over to a friend's house and I didn't get to have turkey. Turkey comes in whatever form it will at the Christmas celebration. So I can't blame it on that. But there's kind of this lethargic movement I see around me and I'm feeling the same way. So we got to pump it up, right? And you did that. Because you hit me up with all of your emails sent to my virtual mail room. So thanks for that. Remember, 24/7, it's open, calorie free. Let your thoughts flow. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, and boom, you're in like that. All right, so this one from Mel. Mel says, Kate, wow, I cannot believe Michael Bloomberg, I was listening to your show last week, has decided to throw his name into the middle of this Democratic fracas because I don't think he's going to really resonate with the voters at all, at least on the Democratic side. And that's, of course, what the hope is, that somebody there will be able to raise enough excitement to beat an incumbent president. No matter what you think about him, it's hard to beat an incumbent president. I think the Democrats are counting on people not liking some of what's happened with Donald Trump. But I can tell you, I know plenty of people who don't like some of what he does personally, can't stand the tweeting, but still would not vote for anybody else that's on that platform, including Michael Bloomberg. What say you? Well, I say it's interesting your timing because they did a survey that was just released on Monday, and they found that support for the mayor is at about 6%. So it was at 3 initially when he said he was going to do it. It moves up to 6%. But 6% with this Harris X poll compared to Biden, who has 31%, or Bernie Sanders, 15%, or Elizabeth Warren, 10%, Pete Buttigieg, who has 9%. I mean, and that's where this all lands. It's the first The Hill Harris X poll that has been taken since Bloomberg jumped into the 2020 race. He was included once as a possible candidate, but I don't think you count that. So Biden still is up on everybody else. I don't know. I mean, it's interesting to see these numbers, and I agree with you. I think if I was a Democratic strategist, you know, that whole thing about counting your chickens before they're hatched, I would be very careful in thinking that people are frustrated by misogyny or bad behavior or what's happened with impeachment or whatever. Pick whatever you want to pick, or attacking people and bullying people on Twitter. Because I've heard that comment many, 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 many times. What Democrat comes out and how many people who are meh about voting are suddenly going to get off their assets and get to the polls that are going to rally against whoever the Democrat rally for, whoever the Democratic candidate is going to be. I'll tell you one thing. I know I say it all the time, and it is boring to keep saying it, and it is like that broken record syndrome, and I hope I don't have that, but in this case, I'll confess I do. It's a hurry up and wait thing. Who knows? I mean, we don't know. I know that I talk to Democratic strategists, I know I talk to Republican strategists, and I know they are dogged in their approach and feel like they've got it. They are putting the flag in the sand. We got it. We're hitting this. We're winning it. And then you talk to people in between. And, of course, that's what this show is about. It's about you. It's about the conversation in your backyard and my backyard. That's what I want to hear. And the conversation that I hear all over the place is very mixed, but not anti-Trump. Not anti-Trump across the board, the way it sometimes is being portrayed. Yeah. All right, here's another one that's pretty interesting. This one is from Wayne, and he's listening to us in Tucson. Delaney, I'm catching your show in Arizona. I hope you don't mind if I use the familiar Delaney with you, but I feel like I could. I feel like you're somebody I could sit and have a brew with and watch a game or talk politics with. And here's the thing. What do you think is ultimately going to happen that is going to take Donald Trump down? And my answer is, to you, I don't think anything is going to take Donald Trump down, but I think that his Democratic opponents are banking on the fact that people are frustrated by some of his antics and that maybe this whole impeachment thing is just too much and too over the top. So I got a lot of emails similar to these couple of emails, and you heard what I just said there, and I will just repeat it again. I think that nobody's bagged this to the point where they're just going to run rapid with this election. Rapid or rampant would be the better term, because you have such apathy in voting anyway. So remember when Obama won, the one thing that they did is they did something unique. They rallied younger people, and they did it through using social media, and they did it in areas where they knew Obama would have a chance because he was youthful and he was able to rock some of the younger people and was able to get that vote. This is a whole different thing. I mean, now you're talking about the leaders, as far as the polls are concerned, are all in their 70s. And how are they rocking the vote? What's unique, different, incredible, blows you away, or what is so absolutely, undeniably, uncategorically the reason why the people who, first of all, the people who voted for Trump the first time around are going to suddenly come out and not vote for him this time. As one of my friends, because I have friends of all persuasions, if you came to my dinner table, it would be much like this show. You would have a little bit of a lot of everything, which I like, because I don't define people by having a difference of opinion of me. I want people to have a difference of opinion. I want to really get that sense of we give a damn and we're sticking up for what we think and we're telling you why we think it should be this way. So one of my super, super conservative friends who has admitted that she doesn't like a lot of what Donald Trump does personally and hates tweeting and would like to go and smash his phone, go to the White House and smash his phone, said there is no way that he'll lose and said there's no way she would vote for any of the Democrats that are out there at this point. It wouldn't make her leap in a different direction. And then she posed the question to me, what do you think about the economy? And doesn't the economy really determine, isn't that the weather vane for a president who will not get reelected a second time? And you have to say to that end, if you traditionally track what has happened in our country, that's exactly right. If the stock market's doing well, if people are able to get jobs, if people feel like they have some money in their pocket, enough money in their pocket, they might be frustrated with their tax bracket, they might be thinking, the rich just get richer, and they might be caustic about all of that. But are they surviving or are they getting crushed? And I think people are getting crushed by healthcare, especially when they're an entrepreneur and they're not connected to a big corporation and don't have somebody else kicking anything in. But there are a lot of jobs that are out there. There is a stock market that is healthy. Occasionally it tanks. If it tanks, then that's a different story. I mean, listen, on Cyber Monday, first of all, Black Friday that broke all kinds of records. Online, all over the place. Cyber Monday, $11 billion was like the estimate. That's not the official mark. At some point during the day, I was hearing that every minute $1 million was being spent. It's like, what? So Americans spent more money Black Friday shopping than ever before. So you tell me, is the economy healthy or people just want to spend? Online, in stores, boom, boom, up, up, up. Brick and mortar sales up almost 5% over last year. That's crazy. Where does this come from? First Data. That's where they get their, that's the numbers. That's where the numbers came from. A quarter of consumers, maybe you were one of them, went more than 25 miles to visit a store. Electronics, appliances, sporting goods, clothing. All of it. The average transaction, $214. $101 on sporting goods. $81 on shoes and clothing. So think about that so you can draw your own conclusions. Right now, healthy. Right now, very, very healthy. And that is a way to determine as to what could happen. If it does go in the opposite direction, it'll be one of the first times in history that has ever happened. Democrat or Republican. Democrat or Republican. Something to pay attention to. Coming up, we haven't been in the man cave in a long time, and boy, there was some excellent football that happened the last couple of days. So we're going in there next. I got the remote. I'll meet you there. Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on the plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate?
That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Boy, oh boy, there was some great football that was played the last couple of days, and I was fortunate enough, when I was off from this show, my baby, to get a chance to do some CBS Sports. So I was in the middle of it and really glued to some of what was going on in college football and, of course, the three Turkey Day games, too, as well. And, boy, it did not disappoint. Did not disappoint. Let me say that again. When it comes to how some of the teams ended up that were in the top 10. Ohio State crushed Michigan 56-27, so that's five losses for Jim Harbaugh from Michigan against Ohio State. You got to think, does he want to bail and take one of those NFL jobs? Because they completely rolled at the Big House, so they were in Michigan. Michigan fans were disappointed. So much for hail to the victors. LSU, they ate A&M's lunch 50-7. And Ohio State, from the college football rankings, number one coming in. LSU was number two. We could argue about should there be a college football playoff that expands to eight teams, but right now it's four. Clemson took care of business against South Carolina. I don't think that's a surprise. Trevor Lawrence is pretty darn good. Three touchdowns, almost 300 yards passing, 38-3. And Georgia. Oh, I love those Georgia dogs. Georgia knocks off Georgia Tech 52-7. But here's one for all of you listening in Alabama. How about you Bama fans? How about you Auburn fans? SEC. I mean, this is a heated rivalry. And Auburn came to play in front of the home crowd. The Iron Bowl. Bama. their hopes for the college football playoff done. A missed field goal. Auburn wins 48-45. 48-45. I think we may have Gus Malzahn, who is the coach of Auburn, in the wings somewhere, because I believe he had something to say about Alabama and this win. He couldn't be more excited, and good for the coach, because they're 9-3 and 5-3 in the SEC. Take it away, Gus.
Yeah, obviously a big win for us. So proud of our team. You know, when you look at this whole season, we knew it was going to be a gauntlet. We played the toughest schedule in college football. Our guys hung in there. At times it was tough. They never flinched.
They did never flinch. And good for him. That was a great, great performance by the Auburn Tigers. Wisconsin did what they came to do in the Big Ten. I love these Golden Gophers of Minnesota, so it broke my heart. They go to 10-2, 7-2 in the Big Ten. They were beaten 38-17, 38-17. But they're still getting to a big game nonetheless. And how about the Oklahoma fans out there? Boy, we would really be arguing about this. It'd be more heated than what's going on in the Democrats versus Donald Trump incumbent president race coming up in 2020. I'm serious. As to whether Oklahoma should be there in one of the final four spots. Utah, we'd be having that same argument. Why? Because Oklahoma beat Oklahoma State 34-16, but it's just the kind of run they're having. And what's going on with Jalen Hurts, who's just a superstar, catches and throws a touchdown in that win. And then Utah, they're 11-1, 8-1 in the Pac-12. So Oklahoma comes into their rivalry game as a 7. Utah comes in as a 6. They demolish Colorado 45-15. There are some arguments that are happening about who deserves to be there when the college football playoff committee, because it comes out every Tuesday, decides on what the rankings look like. And it's, I think it's going to be the obvious. However, that you can make an argument, and I think Oklahoma will make an argument. By the way, in that Auburn win, Auburn was fined $250,000 because fans stormed the field after they beat Alabama in that Iron Bowl win, because you can't do that now. So they're going to be fined a pretty nice chunk of change for the fourth violation of a conference policy, which says fans can't access the field. Remember, it used to be tear down the goalpost. Well, they took all the fun out of that. So it's the restricted access. They say it's for the safety of the participants and spectators alike. But this policy was adopted a long time ago, back in 2004. So every time you do it, you rack up the coin. It's like an expensive, super expensive speeding ticket. $50,000 the first time, you get it. $100 the second, blah, blah, blah. So they did it four times. The money, by the way, if you're curious about that, gets dumped into the SEC Postgraduate Scholarship Fund. So they donated to the Scholarship Fund. All right, so on to the NFL, because we do that nail the score thing, which we will do on Wednesday, third segment. That's your alert. Call in, please. I love it when people participate. Or you can email this show as well. But you had an incredible weekend, actually, across the board, I think, in pro football, because, you know, this is week 13, and then we move on to week 14. But a couple of observations. So if we go to the games, if we go to the games that the Cowboys are playing in, Cowboy fans are not happy. The Cowboys once again lose, but the Eagles did them a favor and they lost to the lowly Dolphins. That's another story. But the Bills beat them 26-15 at home. Fans were just booing. They're just booing. Everybody calling for the head of Jason Garrett. I mentioned that I did a CBS show, and when I did the CBS show, everybody was talking about Jason Garrett. Jason Garrett, he's been there too long, a decade too long. He needs to go. But the Cowboys could still, because of the NFC East being the NFC least, clear the decks. So anyway, the Bills, they should get some credit. They beat the boys 26-15. They were the better team. They took advantage. Dak Prescott had some fumbles and bumbles, and they just, yeah, they couldn't do it. The Saints beat the Falcons 26-18 after the Falcons embarrassed them earlier in the year. So the Saints clinched their third straight NFC South title. I know that we have plenty of Saints fans listening to us. And, yeah, huge. You can never go against the Saints. They're always in the battle, in the hunt. The Bears are 6-6 after beating the Lions 24-20. Really, it's kind of a question of who wants it. The Lions came out roaring. They had a third-string quarterback, Mitch Trubisky, for the Bears, threw the go-ahead three-yard touchdown pass with two and change left. That lifted them to the victory. Then the rest of the weekend, because it was a long weekend, really, to me. It was all Thanksgiving. It was all a blur. So the Dolphins beat the Eagles 37-31, which means the Eagles are just giving it to the Cowboys anyway. So why fire Jason Garrett when just play the hand out? The Eagles have to win all their games out, and the Cowboys, I mean, they still could make it interesting, but very doubtful. The Packers easily took care of the Giants 31-13. How about the Steelers? They beat the Browns. Because remember, they had that mishap the last time when there was the fight that broke out where Myles Garrett from the Browns smashed Mason Rudolph with his own helmet, and he was booted for indefinitely, suspended from the NFL for that. And the Steelers came back, and they got their revenge with the win in a really kind of sloppy, weird game. Buccaneers beat Jacksonville 28-11. Bruce Arians, I just like him, so I want to see the guy win. And I know we got people listening in Tampa. I love that stadium, Raymond James. And there's some great players on this team. They just have to get it together. You got to do it for Bruce Arians. But 5-7, that's where they are. The Ravens and the 49ers, the best game, arguably, on the board. Lamar Jackson, oh, he loved it. Runs through the Niners' D. He was all over it. And they win 20-17. They're 10-2. That was the best game, and I said it was going to be the best game. So how about that? The music means we are ducking out, and I hope you've recovered from the tryptophan diet you've been on. Make it count, everybody.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.